Jimmy. She's not gonna answer now, watch.
Hello, Curtis Ambulance. How can I help you?
Hey, how's it going? Is this Jim?
No, this is Tony.
Tony, how's it going? Is Jim around? Any chance?
I'll try to see if he's around. Who's calling?
Sure, this is Dennis. I'm with Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, sir. Hold on a second.
Hi, this is Jim.
Jim, how's it going, sir? This is Dennis over here with Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, Dennis. How are you today?
I am doing all right, sir. Making it through the week here. Almost on the downslide, so.
Almost.
Almost. Well, it's 1:25 here, so I'm going to say yes. I'll be out here. Well, 5 more minutes, I'll say yes.
Yeah, I've got another hour, and then I'm out here. I've got racing tonight, so.
Okay. Well, I'll try to be quick for you then.
Sure.
But we got your approval a while back, actually on the 3rd, and Megan was actually out for a little bit. I think I may have left you a voicemail, but either way, just wanted to kind of over the approval with you and get a better idea. It's still in the initial stages. I do have a 36-month term,
okay.
But for this amount compared to your revenue, I didn't know if you wanted to go shorter term, like maybe 24 months or maybe a longer term.
We can do shorter term with this. It's a small dollar amount.
Right, it's the approval amount that I see for is $7,302.
Correct.
Let me see.
I think a 2 year would probably be good with this.
2 years. I could probably even go down to 1 year if you wanted to, but it's completely up to you.
Two is fine.
Two is fine,
yeah,
okay.
Two.
Yeah, I don't have those numbers in front of me, but was there an idea of payment that you had in mind or you know, that you're comfortable with?
You mean, are we talking dollar or time of the month?
I think for typically what they'll do on the loan approval is they'll let you pick either the 1st or the 15th, and they usually require the first month's or last month's payments up front as it is, so
okay.
You wouldn't have a payment due until, you know, the following month either way, but
yeah,
they should let
between,
you pick the...
Somewhere in the 3-350 range.
3-350? Okay.
Yeah.
Thing seems very feasible for that amount over 2 years. 3-350, okay. I don't know a whole lot other than... You know, that they said 36 months. I could probably go up to longer, but I figured I'd give you a call first and
oh, no,
see.
We can go shorter on this. This is a small dollar figure.
Right. Right. And compared to your gross revenue, it's, you know, it is a small figure. Is it just for tax write-off purposes for the most part, or trying to get established with us, or?
Well, it's a couple things. One, we like to get established with you because we are purchasing biomedical gear and ambulances all the time. So that's, and a lot of times we do something like this, we'll actually do a lot of these things cash. So this is just, it's also doing some things where it frees up a little cash flow for me because I just bought an ambulance in cash and I modified it. So it's doing two things there.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's a good way. I mean, I always recommend, especially for startup companies, you're not obviously not a startup company, but when they're looking to get established, it's just like you're 18 years old again and you have to get your first credit card and bite the bullet or buy your first car and have that high rate, you know.
Right.
Obviously, it's a little different for you, but you're well established. But right, if you get established with us, you know, this route, they don't really look at the numbers. They just look at the fact that you paid us back well. So if you're looking at ambulances
Perfect.
And larger things down the road, of course, that'll definitely help you out.
Good.
And I work with Megan quite a bit. We do. I'm kind of a go-to guy when it comes to titled vehicles and stuff like that, so I can always help her out, you know, on that aspect. But we do a lot of those. We love working with that type of equipment, so it's something that we've definitely done before in the past.
Good.
But let me go back to. I'll try to get loan documents out to you as soon as possible. I think all we need to get from you, I don't know if we have it yet, but we would need to get a copy of a voided check. Just
no
so we
problem.
Can get the account numbers and routing numbers right, and then also just a copy of your driver's license to make sure we have the name correct on the loan documents.
Not a problem with that either.
And yeah, if you're looking for $300 to $350, I can't foresee why we couldn't get in that ballpark for you for that. But I will get back to the underwriters and see the details, the finer details, and we'll go from there
yeah,
if that sounds
probably,
good.
I probably even set it up where it's like an automatic pay. You know, every day, a certain month just comes out.
Absolutely. They'll do that for you. They'll set up an ACH, so it's kind of out of sight, out of mind, like a 401k or something.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
It works in the way that you're going to want it to. So All sounds good to me. You can either email those items to me or Megan, whatever's more convenient for you. And okay. I'll need those to request your loan documents, and that'll be it, really.
All right. Do you want to send me something to my email, and I'll have your email then? Or
sure. Let me see if I have it here.
My email is jbaker, J-B-A-K-E-R, at curtisambulance.com.
Gotcha. Okay.
Or .cc. Either one works.
Either one works.
We started with .cc. When the internet first came live, someone actually swiped .com and wanted an obscene amount of money. And we went .cc, and then he just gave up, and then we got .com.
Oh, lucky
you.
We
got so much interest from .cc because nobody has heard of that before.
Right.
And so we actually used it for a long time. So.
Too bad it wasn't Google, huh?
Yeah,
wouldn't be working right now. Well, I guess they probably paid a flat fee for it, so maybe it would be. But, well, Jim, not a problem. I'm going to email right now. Are you in front of your computer?
Yes, I am.
So you can just scan those and get it back to me that route.
Sure.
And
actually, what might even be easier is just faxing it to you. Do you have a fax number?
We do. The only downside with driver's license, from my experience, is they come back really dark.
Good point. But, okay, I'll have it sent to me, and I'll forward it to you.
Right, sounds good. I just emailed it to you.
Need a blank check, a blank voided check, right?
Right.
And my driver's license.
Just your driver's license. Okay. That's all we need to request a loan document. I can't foresee anything else needed on this amount. I mean, if it was larger, they might want to do, they'll probably do a verbal with you just for a third party. We'll call you and make sure that you're aware of all the loan terms and everything, but you'll know those on the loan documents as it is. So.
Sounds good.
All right, Jim, if you have any questions, I'm Dennis. You should have got my email. It has all my contact info. Otherwise, I will have Megan send out the loan documents to you possibly tonight.
All right, sounds great. Thanks, Dennis. You have a good day.
You too. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.